Okay, let's do speed jokes, the best of. Thank you for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We tell them all week long, and then on Fridays we try and pick the best of. Voting today will be who? Pete, you're going to vote? Dave Ennett, you're going to vote?
I will.
Who's doing the news right now? We got ourselves...
You can't remember who was doing the news all week? Come on, John, that hurts.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
I'll need you there for the bright side today, too. And Steve as well. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, I got a new stair lift.
Do you like it?
No, it drives me up the wall. Joke of the week number two. I don't mean to trivialize your existential crisis, but actually, it's only existentialism if it comes from the existential region of France. Otherwise, it's just sparkling anxiety. Joke of the week number three. How do you recognize Ronald McDonald at a nudist colony? Sesame seed buns. That's an old one. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Here's joke of the week number four. Apparently keeping tropical fish at home can have a calming effect on the brain. Must be the endorphins. Get it? It's a joke. Here's joke of the week number five. I taught a class on invisibility once. Nobody showed up. Here comes joke of the week number six.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a worried Labrador retriever, and John Williams will star as his owner.
Wow, Fido, because of inflation, dog food is up to 99 cents a can.
Uh-oh, that's almost $7 in dog money.
Give it up.
Thank you.
Good boy.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good sportscaster? Why are we even voting now? It's already been decided, hasn't it? Well, let's see. Here's joke of the week number seven. Spotted on a T-shirt, my parents went to Washington, D.C., and all I got were these lousy documents. Not bad, not bad. The federal government classifies 50 million documents a year. Maybe the problem is we're classifying too many documents. Here's joke of the week number eight. My girlfriend poked me in the eye, so I stopped seeing her for a while. Okay, that one made me laugh. And then we got some smarty pants jokes for you. Here's number nine. My friend claims that understanding the Fibonacci sequence is hard, but I disagree. I said, it's as easy as 1, 1, 2, 3. Whatevs. Whatevs. This show is taxing today, isn't it? Hey, Google it. Joke of the week number 10. Doesn't life seem like one minute you're young and fun, and the next you're in an air fryer group on Facebook? Sorry for you if you are.
I love my air fryer.
I know. And you could probably swap recipes with your friends on Facebook. Here's joke of the week number 11. Two sociologists are sitting by the pool. One turns to the other and asks, have you read Marx? The other says, yes, it's these damn wicker chairs. Hey, they're getting better this week, aren't they? Joke of the week number 12. What does Pac-Man put on his tacos? Waka, 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 mole. I got two more for you. Here's joke of the week number 13. Mobius Strip walks into a bar looking pretty sad. Bartender says, what's wrong? Mobius Strip says, where do I start? I can't help you. I can't help it. People send jokes. We tell them on the radio. I'm actually going to talk about these in Barrington when I speak at their annual housewarming party tomorrow. And Art Laffer, the author of the creator of the famous Laffer Curve in economics, highly controversial, is going to be their featured speaker. And before that, I'll tell a few laughs myself. I'll see you nice folks in Barrington tomorrow. Here's our final joke of the week. What do clouds wear under their shorts? That would be thunderpants.